The Springboks will go into this second round of the Rugby Championship title defence with just one thing on their mind, that's getting the full five log points before jumping on a flight heading down under on Sunday. Now this will be the fifth test match in a row for the Springboks, and after getting a well-deserved match day off last weekend, most of the guys that did service in the successful British and Irish Lions series return to the starting lineup. But the back line, the exact same one that played in that third and final Lions match, while up front Malcolm Marks gets his first start of the year next to Thomas Ditank de Toy and Trevor Nyukane. Now Lloyd Jocher will play his 50th test alongside Marvin Orie at lock, with Quagga Smith and Sia Khaleesi the flankers, while Jasper Wiese will again take the number 8 jersey. Taking a closer look at that game, we welcome probably the toughest man to ever play the game, ex-Springboks and Stormers captain Corne Kirchner. Now Corne, just on Jasper Wiese's emergence on the international stage, how much has he impressed you since making his debut against Georgia?
Yeah, look, he's been phenomenal. He really has stood in Dwayne Vermeulen's shoes, and he's really stepped up massively to play some unbelievable games, and he's carried the ball well for us, and he's brought that physicality that we want from a number 8. So yeah, he's been amazing, and I hope he can just continue that form.
Now it's no secret that the Springboks are in a bit of a pickle when it comes to their loosies. Four players currently out injured, which is why John Luktapiri has been called up. But who else would you like to see get the call up, and why is it Evan Roos?
Yeah, look, Evan Roos is playing some incredible rugby. You know, it would be great to give him a taste of test match rugby. You know, he's still very young and inexperienced, but the only way you get experience is by actually playing and going and touring with the team and playing at that high level. So I'd love to see him there. Look, there's not a lot of other guys, you know, at international level that I can see at the moment. So, you know, we really need to make sure that we look after our locks and our loose forwards, because we're interchanging a little bit there with Frank and Mostert going onto flank. But yeah, if we can just keep the guys that we have at the moment, you know, I think we'll still have a very strong loose trio.
Now, there's been a lot of complaints about the game that we've been playing, especially coming from overseas. It's basic, it's boring, but realistically, given the short amount of time we had to prepare and the limited tune-up games we had due to COVID, do you think the Bokke would have won the Lions series if they attempted to play in any other way?
Look, the international community wants us to play running rugby, but that's not where our strong point lies. You know, we show that in the World Cup. When we have the opportunity, we can move the ball wide. We're very skilled, very, very skilled backline players. Jason Colby is a great example of that. So, you know, why not play to your strengths? You know, there's different ways of playing rugby. And if you want to try and play the All Black game, like the Australians did, you're always going to lose 55-33 or 23, you know. So it's always going to be a great game, but you're going to lose by 30 points if you try and play their game, you know. So we play our own style of game. It's not necessarily the most exciting, but you know, it's still exciting when you win, and you can take the top teams like New Zealand in the world. You can take them to the wire and make it at least a competitive game. You know, Australia can carry on playing the very nice, attractive rugby, but they're going to continue to lose by 30 points.
What do you make of the Bokke's steadfast stance, you know, defending that? We've got Andre Pollard this week at a presser saying that, you know, this is our game plan, we're winning, and that's just the way it is.
While they're winning, you know, it's very difficult to criticise them, and I think that's the key. You know, do South Africans want us to play, and I had a debate with somebody this week, do you want us to play an incredibly expensive game and throw the ball around and make mistakes and lose by 20 points, or do you want us to play a very tight game, a forward-dominated game, which is our strength, and win games, you know? And if you ask 90% of the public, they're all going to pick the winning game.
Now, looking at this weekend, we've got the same opposition at the same ground, which really doesn't matter because there's no spectators. What are you expecting? Are you expecting more from the Argentinians this weekend now that they've got a feel for the South Africans? Or do you see it going the Bokke's way again with a 20-plus points victory, given the strong side that we're fielding?
The Argentinians are incredibly difficult to play against. They have a way of making life difficult for you, you know, slowing the ball down, and you know, they're niggly in terms of, you know, how they approach the rucks. So they make it very difficult for you, and you have to clean very quickly because they've always got one or two guys on the ball, so they're often getting penalties and turnover ball. So I thought we did incredibly well for the young team that we fielded last week. I thought we did incredibly well. And I think it's going to be pretty much of the same. I think it's going to be hard. They're going to be a little bit better, hopefully, than they were last week and test us a little bit more. But in the end, you know, I think we've got enough power and enough skill in that team to beat them quite comfortably.